Current State here on WKAR. I'm Peter Wharf in for Mark Bayshore. What we think of as Western classical music stretches back hundreds of years, a millennium or so, and it can be challenging to know where classical music starts, right?
Yeah, but who's counting about how long that lasts?
But who's counting? That's right. That's what we always say. Current State's fine arts reporter Jamie Paisley here is here right now, and he's going to tell us about Maestro Raymond Harvey from the Kalamazoo Symphony and what they're going to be focusing on coming up.
Yeah, this Sunday they got a concert called The World of Vivaldi. It's, you know, based on that wildly popular Baroque composer. I mean, he was famous to the point where he had essentially a tour guide about him. He was a living composer at the time, and people said, if you want to go to Venice, go see Vivaldi. That's right. How popular he was in his time. And so that's who Maestro Harvey is going to be exploring this Sunday. And to Maestro Harvey, exploring that is one of the great things about this concert series in Kalamazoo.
You know that this is part of a long-running series, The World Of, where we've presented the world of a certain composer, exploring his life, his times, his relation to society when he lived, and also a lot of his music. And I'm proud of the fact that we've done, by my count, 24 different composers. We've never repeated one. And so it's quite a legacy of different composers and insights into their lives and sometimes some of their more unusual music. And many of the things that the Kalamazoo Symphony is doing now, we've evolved these activities over the years. I can trace back to what was the original version of a type of concert that we found a better way to present. So they've been works in progress, and I think we've hit upon a season that our community and our audiences really, really enjoy.
And for each of the Kalamazoo Symphony's World Of series, music director Raymond Harvey tells me he starts from scratch researching each of the composer's lives.
What's interesting is finding the dirt, you know, finding the little personal details or the relationships with other people around the time. Those are the fun things. It takes a lot of work on my part because not only do I want to be informative, but I want to present it in a way that's entertaining. And so we have slide images up on the screen. I often have props or little costumes. It's a little bit of everything. I like to say that this is an education concert, like a children's concert for adults. And one of the beauties of it is that the people that come to these concerts, and many of them are our regular classical subscribers, they are always enthralled, and they always say they learned something. They learned something new, and they had a good time learning it. So that's really mission accomplished.
Exactly. Because there's a lot of, when you think about the term classical music, it's very daunting, I think, to the public at large, and this kind of helps break that down a bit, which is always
right.
A good mission.
Right. And some people that I've talked to after the World Of concerts have actually said to me this is the first symphonic concert they'd ever been to. They were nervous about coming, but this seemed like the perfect choice. It's an afternoon concert. It's only 90 minutes long. It has more than just the playing of the music. So it's a great entree to get into this whole symphonic concert world and get a teaser about what it's about.
So during this last trove of deep digging into Vivaldi's life, what's the nitty-gritty of his past that you really like and latched onto this time?
Well, you know his nickname was the Red Priest. Mm-hmm. He was ordained as a Catholic priest when he was 25 years old, but basically didn't do any priestly duties because music took up his time instead. And he was called the Red Priest because he had bright red hair. I thought about putting on a red wig, but I don't think I will for this concert. But it's interesting to explore how his early life led him to do what he did. He got a permanent position teaching at an orphanage, teaching music and conducting the orchestra. And because of that, he had stability in his life and stability of a salary, which allowed him to then spend his time composing and not worrying about where he was going to get his next meal.
The program for this Sunday's Kalamazoo Symphony Concert, exploring the life of Vivaldi, contains rather loose terms for those pieces used. It's a convention very common to that world of the Baroque era, and of Vivaldi in particular.
Things that were called concertos, things that were called sinfonias, things that were called overtures. In that time, many of those terms were interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And also, Vivaldi was very good at borrowing from himself. One of the pieces that we're doing, which is called a sinfonia, is actually the overture to one of his operas. So he did a lot of self-borrowing. People always wanted to hear something new, and so if you could pass it off as at least having a new title, they were happy.
As you may know, I'm one of the newer faces and voices here in mid-Michigan, so I asked Maestro Harvey to describe a bit of Kalamazoo, the city that he's called home for the past 17 years and 17 seasons with the Kalamazoo Symphony.
First of all, Kalamazoo as a city is marvelous. It's one of these well-kept secrets. It's in a part of the state that has a lot of artistic energy. It's a small city with arts-rich ideas. The amount of activity that goes on here is really quite amazing. And I have to say, I'm a New Yorker originally, New York City, and I'd lived in the Midwest, I'd lived in California, I'd lived in lots of places in the United States. And some 17 years ago, when it was proposed that I should take a careful look at Kalamazoo Symphony, of course, I thought they were crazy. But I'm very glad that I did. It is really quite an exceptional place.
So you spoke earlier about being from New York, and from what I understand, you were also a bit of a Broadway fiend as well. Could you have, or did you debate going into kind of Broadway as a career?
Oh, and I never debated going into it myself. Of course, my sister and I, when we were teenagers, thought we would write the next great Broadway musical, and that lasted for about 3 days, and we gave up. But I was living and born in New York and loved the theater, I just was a Broadway fanatic. I went to every Broadway show I could. I had standing rooms when I couldn't afford a seat. I went to the public library and took out Broadway scores and played through them on the piano. And it's funny how those things stay with you. There are so many Broadway show tunes that I know every single word to now, years later. They just don't leave you. But that was great fun. And it was important, in retrospect, to have a sense of theater, to have a sense of the stage and drama as you grow as a classical musician. A lot of what I do is about drama, is about storytelling. And so to grow up with that as a part of my background is actually very useful.
Speaking with Maestro Raymond Harvey, music director of the Kalamazoo Symphony, about this Sunday afternoon's World of Vivaldi concert at Western Michigan University. And it wouldn't be a survey of Vivaldi music without a little of the Four Seasons. Is that the so-called big finish for this weekend's concert?
We're including autumn and winter from the Four Seasons as part of the program. We're actually going to end the program with the double trumpet concerto, which is a somewhat more flashy ending. The soloist, though, you may have seen from the website for the two Four Seasons movements or concerti are graduate violin students at Western Michigan University. So it's a nice chance to feature this young talent in a setting like this.
And they're splitting the two?
One is doing autumn and one is doing winter.
And I think you did that, in my research, you did something like that a few years ago. You did all four seasons with four different solos, yeah?
Yes, on our regular symphonic series subscription concert, we did all four seasons with a different soloist for each season. And each of the soloists there had a relationship to Kalamazoo. One, for instance, was the violin professor at Western Michigan University. One was a marvelous young violinist who's gone on to specialize in Baroque violin, and she's from Kalamazoo. She grew up here. Another was the son of the previous music director, and he's an associate concertmaster down in Florida. And the fourth one was our then current concertmaster. So it was nice to feature all four of them. They were pleased that no one of them had to do the whole thing. And it was nice to have four soloists that were terrific and that had a connection to the community.
Maestro Raymond Harvey, music director of the Kalamazoo Symphony and a tour guide for this Sunday's World of Vivaldi concert. So, Maestro Harvey, are you starting to craft next season's concert and those individuals you're going to choose for the next World of series?
Yes, but if I told you, I'd have to kill you. It's not been announced yet.
Then
you have to wait.
Mum is the word. You can join Maestro Raymond Harvey and the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra to explore the world of Vivaldi this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. in the Dalton Recital Hall at Western Michigan University. Tickets and more information available online at kalamazoosymphony.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.